Wilmington's real estate values should see major improvement this year, and area job growth is expected to gain 2 percentage points, thanks to the port city's ever-expanding leisure, hospitality, and healthcare industries. Economist Mikhail Tashome attributes this boon to the low cost of doing business locally, but he cautions against the dangers of growth that's limited to low-wage industries. In fact, Tashome says generating more income should be policymakers' key priority, especially considering Wilmington's fast-growing population.
When you do have low-wage workers, as the city gets larger, they have to move further and further out from the city. Accessing affordable housing is going to be a major challenge. If income doesn't keep up, it also means tax revenues will be pressured. We do have to keep up with infrastructure requirements for a large population, but if income is still low, the tax revenues there may not be there.
To build upon higher-paying industries, Tashome says Wilmington would be wise to rely more on its ports, as maritime trade is an advantage that's unique to the Cape Fear region. While attracting high-tech industry would also help, Tashome points out that every metropolitan market across the nation is using this strategy. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.